From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Democrats roll the dice tonight with a debate in Nevada. We'll talk with Madeline Brand, who's on the ground there.
We start the show with a look at the military and how thin the Army's been stretched by the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Today in Washington, the Senate Armed Services Committee is hearing from the Army's top two officials. That's Army Secretary Pete Garron and the Chief of Staff, General George Casey. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Guy Raz has been covering the hearing, and he joins us now. Welcome, Guy.
Hi.
Guy, General Casey and Secretary Garron testified 2 months ago, and at that time, the general said the Army was stretched so thin that it was in danger of not being able to respond to another international incident should one arise. Did that message change at all today?
It hasn't really. And the Army's official sort of euphemistic position on this is that the Army is, quote, out of balance. That's what they've been saying. And Casey's been saying this now for a number of months, that in the event the U.S. faced some kind of major threat abroad, elsewhere, that would require a large number of ground troops, the Army basically couldn't fulfill that request. Right now, the average active duty soldier is serving 15-month tours in Iraq or Afghanistan and then coming home for less than a year before going back out. So there really is a shortage of manpower that the Army is trying to address right now.
And it's trying to address that by expanding. It says it wants to grow its numbers by 65,000 over the next 4 years. How realistic is that?
Well, it is realistic, and it's actually happening on target. In fact, it'll probably happen 2 or 3 years from now, so a bit before the original target. But General Casey actually wants to see the Army grow even more beyond that. And then there are some retired military officials. Yesterday I heard from General Barry McCaffrey, former four-star general. He wants to see a standing army of 800,000 soldiers. The problem with all of this is, what kind of soldiers do you want? What kind of compromises do you have to make? And right now, something like 79% of new recruits to the U.S. Army have high school diplomas. Normally, it's about 90%. And about 20% of the new recruits have been given these so-called moral waivers. Basically, the Army is turning a blind eye to young recruits who may have committed crimes. So it can be done. You can grow the Army. But the question is, what kind of quality? How will the quality be affected?
Really briefly, Guy, last night the House passed a bill to fund the war in Iraq through the next fiscal quarter. It's likely to face opposition in the Senate. What kind of impact does all this debate have on the Army?
Well, the Army says if that funding doesn't come through by February, they'll have to start canceling contracts and laying off as many as 100,000 civilian employees temporarily. So it could have a very big impact indeed.
NPR's Guy Raz from the Pentagon, thank you so much.
Thank you.